You're listening to the home of cool, irreverent, and entertaining talk right here on LA Talk Radio. You just found the very best in original talk radio broadcasting on the internet. It's LA Talk Radio. We say what we want. What we want. You're listening to On the Couch, On the Couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio.
This is Dr. Michelle Cohen, and I welcome you to my couch. This is the place where you can get some of your issues sorted out and have your questions answered, whether it's about relationship problems, self-esteem, stress, whatever. You know, you've been here before, right? And as you know, I put a psychological spin on helping you cope with your world, the world that's supposedly crazy out there and we're trying to deal with all the time. Yeah, that's your world too. But maybe not. Maybe you don't have to get crazy because of all that. Today, I'm going to help you conquer many of those what if negative thoughts and fears you have. We all have. But what if it all goes right? Ooh, that's scary. Scary. And that's the title of the most helpful and inspiring book written by my special guest today, Mindy Audlin. Welcome to the show, Mindy.
Well, thank you, Dr. Michelle. It's great to be back.
Well, you're a super guest, and what an author. You knocked my socks off with this book. I mean, you got it right. I mean,
well, I know it helps me to turn around those what if it doesn't work to ask myself honestly, well, you know, what if it does?
Yes.
It really does make a big difference.
But what I also like is that you go through so many kind of points of view to really emphasize what if it all goes right. And it really convinces you by the end of the book. You're saying, you know what? Yeah, I think I'm not following the guidelines of thought processes in order to create my best world around me and my life. So, you know, it's funny, Mindy, one of the most common comments I hear from clients is based on the horrible past that they've experienced, and they talk about their unhealthy families, abuse, and it's sad, and it's really, you know, they talk about their bad relationships and problems with jobs, and what I hear all the time is, how can I overcome not fearing that things are going to continue to not turn out well for me? You know,
right.
I always say, oh my gosh, but look, based on my past, it's in my brain. I have all these thought patterns and, you know, so you talk about the power to create and
yes.
the power to destroy. And I think this is what a lot of people are doing. What exactly do you mean by that?
Well, I think you bring up such a great point is, you know, it's we create the future by what we focus on. And we have, you know, we all, I mean, I don't know if all of us, but I know that I can raise my hand and say, you know, I have my share of stories about,
sure.
you know, bad jobs or you know, all those different things. And the difference is not that, you know, these things happened to me or they didn't happen to me.
Right.
The difference, I think, is how do we perceive those? Because some people will say, you know, oh, my life is terrible. I have all these horrible things that happened, and what if they happen again because they've happened before?
Right.
Versus the shifting the mindset and saying, you know, all of these things happened to me. They all led me to this point
yes.
where I can now, I have that experience. I have that knowledge. I know that I can survive that terrible breakup. I know that I can go from losing a job to finding another job or building a new career from it. And so we sort of reframe the
right.
way we see those hardships so that it inspires us to move forward and create something new. So the focus is on, this is going to be helpful to me in the future so I can build something else. It's all the difference is how we perceive and frame or reframe those past experiences. And that's what what if allows us to do.
Yeah.
What if is a focusing tool.
Oh, that's so cool.
It's simple.
It is simple. So maybe that client that used to come to me all the time and say, Dr. Michelle, I pick the wrong man all the time. I keep picking these guys who hurt me. Instead of having her continue to process this, the best way to really address it would be to say, what have you learned from all these experiences? And how can you move on? So that's a lot of what you're saying, right, Mindy?
Yeah, I think the tendency is for people to say, well, what if it happens again?
Yeah.
You know, I don't want to start a relationship because what if that happens again?
Yes.
Versus looking at it and saying, you know, what if I use this experience to recognize some patterns in myself?
Right.
You know, what if I can learn from this in a way where I can take responsibility for the part that I play in bringing people like this into my life? And what if by recognizing that, I can recreate myself and have, you know, breakthroughs in all areas of my life?
Yes.
So it's using that to move forward.
Yes. What a great way to frame it, you know. Also, what I really enjoyed reading in your book is you're very clear in explaining certain concepts about the way the world and consciousness works. I mean, you know that I've always been a fan of quantum physics. I mean, I always talk about that on my program. And I try to use some of the concepts about the what is and what could be. Those are the particles you've all heard about, folks, in the universe. If you haven't heard about it, people, you should Google it, read about it. There are particles in the universe. And they help people create their lives the way they would like. They're out there. What if and what could be? And in your book, you were talking about those subatomic particles and how they work in conjunction with how we feel.
Yeah.
Can you get a little more in-depth about that?
Yeah, I'm no quantum physicist, but I do find it fascinating, just like you said, to look at, you know, what is everything made of? And if you really drill down to every single cell of our body, every single thing in our environment, everything, when you drill down to the teeniest parts of it, we start seeing all these subatomic particles. And what we know, what science has showed us, is that all of these particles exist in two possible states. They can be a particle or a wave. So a particle is what's real and tangible, and we can see it and touch it.
Yeah.
A wave is potential. And every particle, it has those two elements of it, and the difference between whether something is a particle or a wave, does it express as a particle or a wave, is our attention to it. So what they're finding is it's our focus that determines what is and what could be, which is why it's so powerful to be able to focus our thoughts.
Right.
If you focus your thoughts on what if this relationship is just like the last one, then that's what the focus is. It's creating a relationship just like the last one.
Right.
Versus if the focus is on, you know, what if I use that old relationship to create a new vision for how I want to be and what I want to find, now we're focused on what we want instead of being afraid of making that old thing happen again, which creates a totally different reality. It's that fundamental.
And if you look at and read some of the experiments done with this, it's amazing the outcomes. I mean, they really are significant, and it does show that there's a possibility because of our consciousness, which is a particle made up of particles.
Everything is energy.
Exactly.
It's all these little tiny things that are floating around, and either they exist or they could exist.
Exactly.
So we get to consciously direct our thoughts and influence that, which is exciting.
It's so true. It is so true. It's a science, folks. It's not, let's just get into this spiritual 80s movement.
Yes.
This is real stuff, guys.
Woo-woo, crazy talk. But, there's studies being done, and more as they're getting more results, it's sort of inspiring more and more research, exciting as well.
Boy, is that exciting. Sure is. By the way, in case you just tuned in, you are on the couch with Dr. Michelle on LA Talk Radio here. And my guest today is Mindy Odlin. She's the author of What If It All Goes Right? It's a great book. It's sort of questioning your reality that you keep perpetuating through your negative fears and thoughts. Because everybody always says, oh, God, what if this happens? What if that? She's just changing it up for you, folks, and it's going to help you. By the way, I want to mention that Mindy is the CEO of Network on Purpose. And this is an organization where she helps purpose-driven entrepreneurs across the nation. And you help provide connections and mindset resources to build more productive, prosperous, and a peace-filled world. And bless you for doing that, Mindy. That's amazing.
Well, it's much needed right now.
Yes,
if you look
it
at
is.
What's going on in our country economically, there are more
more
people that are starting businesses, that are being entrepreneurial, whether they've lost a job and are sort of like reluctantly entrepreneurs or have that dream that's been poking at them for years and now is their chance to do it. There's there's a lot of people that are starting businesses.
Mm-hmm.
And there's nothing like starting a business to bring up all of those, what if it doesn't work? What if I don't have the money?
Yes.
You know, there's what if, what if down thoughts.
Right.
So we use this process to help people sort of plow through that and shift their thinking so they can see the possibilities that are right there if we just focus on them.
Is that true or what? And I think the problem is trying to get people to focus. And in your book, What If All Goes Right, you step by step work with people on changing their focus, which is, it's really very clear to me how to do that. But you talk about high alignment, getting high alignment.
Yeah.
And I think we've all heard of this before in terms of, you know, higher vibrations or higher thought processes and stuff. What do you describe when you talk about higher alignment?
Well, for me, what I call high alignment is simply when we're creating thoughts that feel good. It's not really all that complicated. It's almost crazy simple. So if you are saying, what if it doesn't work? Mm-hmm. If you were to really like feel that thought, it doesn't feel that good. It feels disempowering. It feels depressing. But if you start asking, what if it does work? And you notice, how does that feel? Usually, those up thoughts will feel better.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones that feel the best are the ones that I believe are our guidance that can lead us forward into taking inspired action. So high alignment is when we are aware of our thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
If the thoughts aren't empowering, they don't feel good, then we use our imagination to start cranking out, what are some other ways I can see this?
Mm-hmm.
What if I look at it this way? What if I look at it that way? Until we find a way to look at it that feels good.
Mm-hmm.
And once it feels good, once our thoughts are lined up with our feelings and they're both up, they're both taking us to a higher place, that's what I call high alignment.
Oh, I get it. I see what you're talking about. And also this is what you're talking about when you explain it's the what if up process. Right?
Yes.
Okay.
Exactly. I think we're all used to being around people who can what if down and say what if it doesn't work.
Yes.
But to what if up is to use those same two little words, what if, in a way that does lift us up, that does look for positive possibilities versus all the, what if everything goes wrong?
Yes, it's so true. And also, it just feels better, and it's healthier.
It does.
It's healthier physiologically for our bodies and our stress levels and our illnesses and all that, isn't it? I mean, if we're thinking good.
Well, that's what alignment does.
Yes.
Is when we get lined up, we have more energy. We get more inspired. We get focused on the things that we want versus trying to avoid the things we don't want.
Mm-hmm.
And, that totally changes the reality that we can create from.
Mm-hmm.
So the better it gets, the better it gets. The worse it gets, the worse it gets. But the better it gets, the better it gets.
Yes.
And that's the science of focus right there.
Well, it really is. I mean, the more we think about certain things, the more neurological pathways we build in alignment with those certain things. So if you're going, this is terrible, what if, and this is going to be bad, and you're getting ready to invest in a business, and it'll probably be a failure, you're building all those neurons that say that it'll probably be a failure. And then when it does turn out not so well, you're going to confirm it, and then that'll build more neurons. the neural patterns are not good.
And what this really does is it helps to redirect those thought patterns, because if you grew up in an environment where everyone's saying, well, what if it doesn't work? And then, you become an adult and it's like, you notice, oh my gosh, I you recognize yourself in that what if down pattern. It's just a thought pattern.
Yes.
And the more you've done it, the stronger that pattern is, which is why some people who are really used to that have a hard time turning it around and what if upping in the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
But the more you do it, the more you're creating those new neural pathways.
Yes.
And if you can catch yourself in a what if down thought and then shift it to a what if up thought, you're actually breaking those old neural highways that are running through your brain and recreating a new route that's going to lead you to a new reality.
Right. You know, I've spoken with people who have said, I do constantly think negative things, and I have written, the paper with the line down the middle and the counter thoughts that are different, that everything might be okay. What if it's okay? Just like the title of your book, What If It All Goes Right? And but they're having a hard time transitioning to the different thought because they still within their hearts don't believe it can be true. What would you say to some of these people?
I run into that all the time. It's like, what if it all goes right? And it's like, yeah, that feels better, but there's that yeah, sure thought that goes along with it, which isn't in alignment. So that feeling isn't an up feeling. So that tells you that it's time to go back and reimagine some different thoughts.
Ah.
Because if what if it all goes right feels like it's, you know, chewy, you know, sure, whatever.
Yeah.
You know, if it doesn't feel true, then that's good feedback, but that's not the thought to focus on.
Yes.
To go back and say, well, what if I could just suspend my disbelief? Now, what if I don't have to believe it, but what if I could just suspend my disbelief? Or what if I could be okay in doubting and just take a different action? You
right.
know? So it's sort of playing with different possibilities until you find one that does feel true and that does, it may not make you feel like, you know, rah-rah cheerleader, but it might make you feel a little bit better than you felt before. And if so, then you're moving in the right direction.
Wow, that's it. That'll help.
Yeah.
By the way, if you just tuned in, you're on LA Talk Radio, the country's most listened to talk station here on the internet, and you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Mindy Odlin. She's the author of the book, What If It All Goes Right? And it's a terrific read, and it will clarify a lot of your fears and worries. It did mine, and you can get it at any bookstore in the country. You can go online and find it amazon.com, anywhere, right, Mindy? Anywhere.
That's right. Amazon and audiobook too, for those people that like to listen to books in addition to reading them.
That's what I enjoy as well, driving in Los Angeles traffic.
I'm sure.
That's what we're famous for here, nothing else basically, but you know, listening to your audio tape is amazing because you're that's great. It empowers you and makes you think not, gee, I'm stuck in this horrible traffic, but ooh, Mindy's talking to me and I need to change my thought. So there you go.
Yeah, what if I can use this time to open some doors for me?
Exactly. So you talk about getting to high alignment and you really work through how to get there and being aware of your thoughts and your up thoughts, the what if up thoughts in the process. You also talk about amping up your enthusiasm. And that's the thing. I mean, we have to have action out there in the world, but a lot of folks don't get excited and they don't take that second step. So how do you inspire folks?
You know, I think there's a quote, I think it was Henry Ford who said, if you're not fired with enthusiasm, you will be fired with enthusiasm. But that enthusiasm is so important, and it's not, it's like I said, it's not the rah-rah kind. It's finding thoughts that really do uplift us so that we wake up excited about what we're going to do. Mm-hmm. We're not doing it because we have to. We're doing it because we want to.
Yes, yes.
I think enthusiasm is the natural expression of being aligned. So when your thoughts are positive and you're feeling aligned with those positive thoughts, they feel true, you believe them, you have faith in them, then the result, the natural result is enthusiasm, which actually comes from the words in theos. It means in God. It means to me, it means being in that flow where, you know, everything's lined up and miracles can happen in that space.
And, you know, it's also in keeping with the more Zen principles of when stuff's happening to us, as we discussed earlier. But things just are not turning out so wonderfully as we thought, or situations happen, or we don't get callbacks or emails back, or we don't get, and we've been putting it out there. You know, allow. That's the Zen. Allow and learn. And you have a wonderful way here of helping people know how to do that. Segueing on from that, you talk about the importance of the ability to let go. I mean, how many of us need to change and control and fix other people or I mean, it's just, we have this grip on things because we feel that that's what's going to make our lives easier. But you're saying, we need to let go, right?
It's sort of ironic, isn't it? It's like, you picture all the things that you want, you get all revved up, excited about the things that you want, and then you let go. Saying two different things, but actually, when you can do both, when you can have a real clear vision of where you want to be and what you want for yourself and feel the enthusiasm of that, and at the same time, to not get attached to that those things have to happen, Mm-hmm. Usually when there's an attachment, this was the hardest chapter to write, by the way. I had to really look at myself to write this chapter.
You're so cute. it's
challenging. So I think what I found when I got to the next chapter, which is about love, is that anytime we are attached to something, it's because we're not at peace. We don't love. The way I'm using love is being at peace with the present moment, loving where you are.
Yes.
If there's an attachment to something else, that usually means that we're not truly loving where we are. That we think if we have that outer thing happen, then I will love where I am. You know, if that relationship comes through, if that job comes through, then I will be happy.
Yes.
And so we get attached to those things have to happen because we put our happiness on those attachments, and it's counterproductive. It actually it sort of pinches off the flow of ideas that could help us create that vision if we weren't so stuck on it.
Exactly. No, that makes a lot of sense to it, you know, because people just don't know how to kind of make, you got to control, you got to hold on to it. It's so difficult, you know, to let go. And what you said is it's perfect. You know, you just have to let go, because when you do, all that energy that you've been forcing into trying to control clears. And again, it is, and I hate to sound crazy talk, but crazy talk, as you put it. I love that, Mindy. It's about, you know, it's about letting go, and just when we allow and let go and just keep our focus, I guess, action and imagery and thoughts and positive beliefs, it'll all work out usually.
It's does. Funny. One of the stories, one of the women that I write about in the book, she was the principal of a high school, and they brought me in to do a staff development day. And she was talking to me. She actually brought all the staff, I mean, from the janitors to the teachers to the principals, everybody was together for the staff development day.
Right.
It was the last day of their training. They'd already done all their goal setting, and they were all fired up about these goals. And I got to this non-attachment piece about letting go. And she was kind of like, woohoo,
wait, hold it.
Let's not do that. We just set goals, you know.
I don't want to tell them
that it doesn't matter if they set their goals.
Yeah.
But what happened when we actually got into the brainstorm, and what we do is a process called what if upping, where we get together in groups and people sort of, there's a structure around it. But as we started what if upping, she was the one who had tons of ideas for other people, but not a lot for herself.
Yes.
And when I touched her, I said, do you know why that is? And she said, well, why? And I said, well, it's because you're not attached to their outcomes like you are to your own. It frees us up to be more creative.
Gosh, it really does. And we don't, we got to get out of our own way, don't we?
So
you know, get out of your own way. I mean, we are our own worst enemies sometimes, right?
It's true.
So it's sort of getting our enthusiasm, inspiring actions, because that's part two, is you got to put it out there in the world. It can manifest, you know, you can have it up there. And who said that? It was called emotional escrow. Was that the
And the emotional escrow, that sounds like Esther Hicks.
Yes.
The emotional escrow.
Exactly. She said everything you can think and imagine and have everything up there in emotional escrow waiting. But if you don't put action out there into the universe to strive and create your goals, it's not going to really happen. It's going to be just kind of floating up there and emotional escrow.
You've got to bring it down to earth.
Exactly.
We do. And the amazing thing is once our thoughts are putting out a possibility that inspires us and it feels right and we're inspired, feeling enthusiastic, the action is actually a natural thing that comes out of that. You know, if we're resistant to the action, it means that we either have a thought or feeling or both that's a little out of whack, that's causing us not to want to take action.
Right.
So when we line things up, I had a woman who was in a what if up group, and she was wanting to date again. And she was like, I hate dating. I don't want to date. I want a relationship. Don't want to date. She was all in. She's stuck. Because she wanted one thing, but she knew that the way to get to it was something she didn't want to do.
Yes.
And once we started reframing what dating could be for her, she got so excited. She wanted to leave in the middle of her session and just go.
I'm going to start right now.
Downtown and like, I got to meet some men. She was so excited.
So
the action happens naturally once we get in the right mindset to be able to see that something's possible and fun and all of those things.
Right.
But the action is actually the easy part.
Yes, it is. It really is. You got to get that straight in your mind first. You know, get it squared away in your mind, because if you keep having those what if down thoughts, you're not going to be able to get it squared away to where you're going to take action, because the actions, the actions are not, it kind of works hand in hand, doesn't it, Mindy?
It does. What is down is a, you know, it paralyzes us. And when people get stuck, it's usually because there's some form of a what if down thought in there that's saying, you know, what if this doesn't work, or what if I don't get into that school, or what if I don't get the job, you know, and they really want the job, but what if I don't get it? And that energy gets us really, really stuck.
Yes.
So to be able to turn that around, it's just a matter of shifting your what if to, until you can find something that really does inspire you to take action.
Yes. You're good. By the way, if you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, my special guest today, Mindy Odlin, she's the author of What If It All Goes Right? What if it all goes right? Now that you've taken a taste, everybody, and your palates are excited about learning more about this, let me invite you to give us a call if you'd like to ask Mindy a question live on the air at 323-203-0815. 323-203-0815. Or if you're one of those discreet people who doesn't want to have their voice on the air and you're shy, you can email me directly right now at docmichelle@aol.com. That's D-O-C. Michelle with two L's at AOL.com, and ask Mindy a particular question about what if it all goes right and what might be going on in your life right now, right? And, you know, Mindy, you talk about love a lot, and it's probably the best thing in our lives out there to help us create really good feelings within us. But you talk a little bit, you take a step farther, and you talk about appreciating our present reality. And you talk, you discuss the science of love. Now, this is cool. Can you explain to listeners what you're talking about?
Well, when I talk about love, it's not sort of the romantic love that most of us are, you know, think of when we think of love. But love, in this sense, is really being at peace with what is, loving what is. And once we can create from that space, then we're not creating in order to fix something or because something's wrong. We're creating because it's fun. You know, I'm happy with where I am, and it's fun to create something else. So, you know, there's a my big influence in this area. It is a Dr. Bruce Lipton, who I'm sure most of your listeners may be familiar with. But I interviewed him years and years and years ago when I first heard him. And I asked him, at the time I was speaking on college campuses, and I said, I'm working with a lot of students, and I asked him, I said, what's the biggest piece of advice? If you could tell college students one tip that would help them succeed in their life, what would you tell them? And for those who don't know Dr. Bruce Lipton, he's a molecular biologist. He's a scientist. He does tons and tons of research. And the answer he told me was just so simple. It shocked me. He said, I would tell them to follow their heart. That's what the science says. If you follow your heart, like every organ of your body is going to operate more efficiently. You know, people who don't love what they're doing, they're the ones who get sick, you know, who suffer from disease. They don't, they're tired all the time because they aren't loving what is. And if you can just follow your heart and do the things that you love to do, everything in your body is going to be activated to support you in doing that. So, and that, to me, that's what loving what is you love what is, and then you get inspired to create more, because that's what we're here to do, I think, is to expand. And how much fun can we have creating the world that we want?
Boy, is that true. I once had a client who was a young man, and his both of his parents were doctors. And they wanted him to be a doctor. This young man was a genius with computers. Fascinated with numbers. I mean, a genius. And they pushed him and pushed him and could afford him to go to and had the connections to medical school. Pushed him, pushed him. He failed anatomy 101 three times. And that was the message. That was the message. He said, I said, tell your parents that you don't have to act out and keep failing to, you know, show them that you don't have a passion about this. Sit down and tell them about your passion, which is stirring you. And because he was wonderful, he was creating websites and doing wonderful things for free all night, along with studying some medical stuff. It all turned out well. He got his PhD, and he's now really doing well with a major computer company, and he's creating programs that most of us have no clue about. But it really, it's perfect about what you are talking about, Mindy. And what
yes.
Bruce Lipton said, follow your passion, because you're going to get ill. You're not going to be happy. Right.
Right.
That's
well,
amazing.
That also speaks well to the inspired action. It's like
yes.
when it's yours to do and you love it, like the action comes easier. So here he is with all the studying he
yes.
probably has to do and feeling
right.
guilty for failing his classes.
Exactly.
And yet he's still able to stay up late at night and work on computer programs because
yep.
that's the inspired part.
That's exactly
the soul right. wanting to express what we're here on the planet to do.
Boy,
so
that's
a great story.
Oh,
I love that.
Thank you. I just thought, but it's exactly what you're talking about and what Bruce Lipton said as well. By the way, if you just tuned in here on LA Talk Radio, you're on the couch with Dr. Michelle and my special guest today, Mindy Odlin. She's the author of the book, What If It All Goes Right? This is a must read. If you would like clarification and direction in your life, you don't even need, if you're not even having problems, this will fine tune you. If you're one of those folks who is able to create the highest vibration for yourself and live a great life, this will help you fine tune it even better. And if you'd like to call in here, 323-203-0815, and have a question for Mindy, please go for it. Or email me here at docmichelle@aol.com. Instant email if you're shy, don't want to be on the radio. We'll help you out here. All right? You also talk about being the author of your own life.
Yeah.
Okay? What do you mean by that?
Well, we kind of get to write the story of our life, you know, and some people write very dramatic stories.
Yes.
And some of them, some people write the sob story or the victim story
right.
of how everybody, you know, here's the reason why nothing works for me is mm-hmm. because he did that and she did that and
yeah.
I grew up with this and that and the other.
Right.
And it's all a story that we tell. One of the main philosophies behind the book is that we create our experience through our imagination. The imagination is this amazing, to me, it's a spiritual gift. It's,
yes.
it's this amazing ability to create.
Yes.
And at the same time that we're given this amazing imagination, this ability to create something that's never been before, we're also giving the free will
yes.
to use that imagination in any way that we want.
Uh-huh.
So we can use that imagination to create a story where we're the victim and everybody did horrible things to us and that's why things suck in our life right
yes.
now. You know, we can do that. Or we can use our imagination in what I think is what we are, you know, born to use our imagination, which
yes.
is to create that empowered story
mm-hmm.
where, you know, what if the story we tell is where we are the hero or the heroine and we are the ones who are overcoming and using it for good and saving the day. And what if that's the story that we tell about ourselves?
Mm.
Because the story that we tell about ourselves will shape the reality that we create for ourselves.
Yes.
So it's that imagination is such an amazing gift that if we can use it consciously and purposefully, it can really do amazing things.
Mm, that is so true. You know, we've all heard about the importance of following our bliss. We're talking about that and our passion and all that. And you do elaborate on this. You say in your book that the inspired action that we take is probably the most important chapter in your book. And why do you say this, Mindy?
Well, really, without the inspired action, it's just interesting.
Yeah, yes.
Oh, that's interesting. I can change my thoughts. That's interesting. You know, I should pay attention to the way I feel. It's like, yes, it's all interesting.
Yes.
And if we take action on that, if we actually do it, then we begin realizing what it is to consciously create our reality. Most of us, what inspires the journey, whether it's a spiritual journey or a new career, it's like most of us will look at our reality where we are now and we see the reality that we want. And that's what inspires us to go buy a book or to go, you know, listen to a radio show or to do some research or to find a coach or any of those
yes.
types of things.
Yes.
We see something outside that we want and we think, okay, how do I get from here to there? And I think probably the most important piece of it is to take that inspired action.
Mm.
Even if you don't know exactly if it's the right action
mm-hmm.
or you don't know exactly how, but, you know, the first step is to figure out how.
Mm-hmm.
It's the action that leads us forward. And it's also, you know, we are human beings here in this having
yes.
a spiritual experience, but we are human beings, and I
yes.
think we came here to sort of trudge around a little bit
yes.
and create things. And action
right.
is what allows us to do it.
Is that so true? action and the inspired action and the inspired thought.
The inspired action is the key word there. You said it.
And that's from inspiration of following your passions. That's what kind of charges you up. And not action to try to control everything, like you said. Actions.
Yes, or actions just for the sake of actions. I need to stay busy. I need to stay busy. I need to stay busy.
Yep. Yep.
But taking those inspired actions.
Mm-hmm. I have an email here, and is that okay if I read it? Apparently, she didn't want to call in, but that's lovely. It's from Karen. She doesn't say where she's from, but Karen said, "Mindy, it all sounds great, but I've had really horrible things in my life. How can I get myself out of this sad, dark place?" Mm. Oh, Karen, I'm so sorry, honey. So sorry.
Yeah. You know, I think, you know, people see a title like What If It All Goes Right, and they think this is about, you know, getting into that up and peppy place, which is great if it does help you get there.
Right.
But what I've found is that really where it's the most helpful is when you find yourself in those dark valleys and you're not quite sure how do you get to the other side of it.
Yeah.
So the point of using the what if in that case is not necessarily to find the solution, but to find peace with where you are.
Mm.
Because if you can find peace with whatever has happened to you in the past or whatever may be happening to you now, if you can find that sliver of light that's there and focus on that and let that light guide you forward, it doesn't have to be, you know, bright, illuminate. It doesn't have to be huge.
Yes.
If you could just find that one little spark that can guide you to that next place.
Right.
So one of the things that I will brainstorm with people is things like, you know, what if you could just be at peace with where you are?
Mm-hmm.
What if you could be comfortable in the discomfort of it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, if people are grieving, it's like, what if you let yourself grieve? What if you give yourself permission to not have it all figured out?
Right.
You know, what if you're gentle with yourself? What if you can forgive yourself for what you may have done to yourself in the past or what others may have done to you in the past?
Yes.
And what if you could use those things step by step, tiny step by tiny step, to move yourself to a different place and the place that you want to be?
Hmm.
So it's not about, you know, making all the darkness go away, but it's about being, it's, again, that's loving what is. And you may say, there's no way I can love what is right now.
Yes.
And yet if we can find a way to be at peace with it and see how the challenges you're facing now are making you stronger. You know, what if they're making me stronger? What if they're giving me something that I'm going to be able to give back once I get to the other side of this? You know, what if this is going to give me more that I can give? You know, what if I've known people who have found their life's purpose through the tragedies that they've endured in their life?
Yes. Yes.
So it's really about finding a place of peace.
You know,
I hope that helps.
Yes. No, that's lovely. And thank you so much, Mindy. Thank you, Karen, for emailing us here at DocMichelle@AOL.com, which is aligned with the LA Talk Radio website page here on the couch with Dr. Michelle. By the way, I'm talking to Mindy Odlin. She's the author of the book, What If It All Goes Right? What a concept. Gee, I should have had a V8. You know, I mean, guys, this is really a magnificent book for everyone. And I encourage you to read it. And we'll talk in a little bit about how you can get a hold of it, where you can find it and learn more about Mindy, by the way. I have another email. It's from a gentleman who does not give his name. It says, single 27-year-old professional.
Okay. I see.
It says, Mindy, I keep meeting women who seem narcissistic and not great candidates for long-term relationships, which I'm looking for. Why does this keep happening to me? How can I find women who are more giving? Okay, thanks so much, single 27-year-old guy.
I love that.
I know.
So he said, how can I find women who are more giving? And that's what he's looking for, women who are more giving.
Yes.
And less arrogant.
Yes.
Less arrogant, more giving.
Yes.
That's a nice vision, isn't it? That's
a
great vision.
That's right.
So I mean, it's a great place to start is to look at where your focus is. So are you focused on looking for a woman who is giving, or are you focused on finding a woman who's not arrogant like the last one?
Mm-hmm.
Because that's gonna guide you a little bit. I think, you know, if we were start in the whole creative cycle, which we talk about, the first place I always start with is your reality. If you are, if you're thinking, I need a relationship to be happy, I need to find this perfect woman to be, you know, not perfect, but perfect for you. Mm-hmm. If you're thinking, I need to find that woman in order to be content, you know, then it's not creating from your most powerful place.
Right.
The most powerful place is to be at peace with who you are. Like, whether there's a woman in my life or not,
yes,
that I love who I am, I love what I bring to the world, that I am a giving person in the world with or without this partner. You know, to be that characteristic that you are looking for, be that giving partner, and you will attract that giving partner. So that's number one, is if there's any resistance to where you are in your singleness, then you use your imagination to reframe, you know, being single. What does that mean? You know, what if I could really enjoy being single? What if I just find things that I enjoy doing? And what if that's where this person is? Mm. You know, what if I find opportunities where I can be giving? And in the midst of that, I find other, you know, other women that are, you know, maybe what if there's lots of options for who that woman may be?
Yes.
And what if you to put yourself out there in a way where you are getting a chance to express all the best of you without even thinking about, you know, finding that person. What if you just be that change, and then she is attracted to you?
Boy,
so that's where I always start. Is start with the reality. Do a reality check. Are you okay with where you are?
Yeah.
And if not, that's the place to start. Brainstorm some ways to be at peace with where you are, and then you can brainstorm the how. And that's always fun.
Oh, wow.
How could you find this wonderful woman? She's out there for you. Nameless 27-year-old, she's out there. What if you knew she was out there looking for you right now, this very minute? She's as excited to meet you as you are to meet her.
She probably is. She's somewhere in emotional escrow, isn't she?
That's right. She's out there. She exists. She's on the planet right now, and she's going to be as excited to meet you as you are to meet her.
Isn't that cool? Well, thank you so much for emailing us, 27-year-old professional fellow, and it's lovely to have you on the show here with us. And you know what you touched on, Mindy? It is. It all starts in where we're at in our consciousness. It's all our consciousness. It's all. That's it. That's all we have, baby, and that's where it starts. So if we
have is now.
Yes.
Now is our point of creative power. So even though we're looking to the future and things we want to create in the future, that all of our creative power comes from the moment that is now.
Mm.
So anytime we're discontent with our now, that's always the place to start, because that's the only place we can create from is the now. So you're absolutely right. This now reality is paving the way for the tomorrow reality. But the tomorrow reality we create from is going to be now tomorrow. It's all crazy. Crazy circular thinking, but it is true. It's like to be at peace with the present moment is the most important thing. To be in joy and in fulfillment now is going to create more joy and fulfillment in the future.
Boy, is that true. And I think you nailed it, Mindy. You talked to him about you're looking for things out there all the time, out there to change. It's in here first. It's in your mind first. How can you be the best person in your mind? Who you are is what you want. It's like a mirror, isn't it? Your consciousness will mirror what is out there in the environment outside your body, in your mind. So,
yes, and isn't it interesting? Usually we tend to attract people to us that are either like us or opposite us.
Yes.
So if there's a lot of arrogant women showing up, there could be, I heard, that might be something to look at. Are there areas where you're arrogant? Or the flip side of that, are there areas where you don't fully value yourself?
Exactly.
Are there areas where you don't fully own your own self-worth? And so that arrogance is trying to pull that forth from you.
Isn't that true?
Counterbalancing that.
Isn't that true? He may be projecting a little bit of his own insecurity onto them, and then that justifies his insecurity every time he meets those narcissistic people.
Isn't that great how people come into our lives to reinforce what we already believe?
Isn't that perfect? Perfect, Mindy, and that's a great lesson for the 27-year-old guy. You know, stop beating your head before you go into that coffee place or wherever you go into to see the person the first time. Stop thinking, I hope she's not another... You know, egotistical woman. Stop it.
Right. Well, and if giving is something that's important, then that's something to really nurture in yourself, because as you're doing that, you're naturally going to be attracting people into your life that are going to be similar in that characteristic, which is also quite wonderful. But usually the partners that we have, you know, they... they lead us on our path. You know, everything is here, I believe, to support us in our growth.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's a pleasant journey, and sometimes it's a little bumpy along the way, but all of those bumps are really causing us to elevate, to see things in a new way, if we let them.
Yes.
If we let them.
If we watch and listen and follow our hearts and our passions and do all those things that you suggest people do in your book, What If It All Goes Right? Because it really is terrific. How can listeners join your What If Up Club? That sounds like a fun club. I want to belong to that club, Mindy.
Yeah, well, you know, it's like the What If Up Club is more of a mindset. It's more of a collective consciousness of people that are, you know, when we catch ourselves in those what if down moments and they show up. I mean, I've been doing this for a long time and I still catch myself in a what if down thought. It's just to be in a What If Up Club. It's like this is just people who are committed to looking at that, being aware of those thoughts and letting those thoughts shifting those thoughts in a way that moves us forward in a positive way.
Yes.
So
yes.
That's sort of the existential view of what the What If Up Club is.
Yes.
We have, of course, I have a website at whatifup.com where I have an email list that lets me stay in touch with people. So always love to have people join us there. We have a Facebook page, so you can, if you're feeling stuck or if you meet that dream girl, we want to hear about that too.
Yeah.
But it's at facebook.com/whatifup. That's our virtual community to be able to what if up for others, to brainstorm with others, which is great practice in shifting your own mindset. And then also whenever you're stuck, feel free to post something up there. And I always love a good what if up challenge.
Brilliant.
We invite you to join us there.
All right, Mindy, that's terrific. And how can people get more information on you? What is your website?
Well, you can get more information on me at MindyAudlin.com, and it's AUDLIN is MindyAudlin.com, and I'm doing all kinds of programs for entrepreneurs, particularly purpose-driven entrepreneurs. When you find that thing that's yours to do, that maybe you're afraid to do, and you've decided now's the time. I love coaching people through those experiences, and of course we have the book and the personal coaching as well, so would love to stay in touch with people on that realm as well.
Good deal. You are terrific at what you do, and like you said, you've been doing it a long time, so trust me, folks, she knows what she's doing and she can help you. Well, listen, we're just about out of time here, Mindy, and I want to thank you a million for being on the show again, as always, a wonderful guest. Just delightful.
Well, I love being on the couch with you. It is a wonderful place to be. Thank you again
you
for the invitation.
Welcome. And folks, again, What If It All Goes Right? Check out the book. It's called Creating a New World of Peace, Prosperity. See, I can't even say it. I'm so scared of it, Mindy. Creating a New World of Peace, Prosperity, and Possibility. It's a wonderful book. Lays it all out for you. Help you change, folks. One of the best I've read. In this direction to just make it all right. All right. Have a wonderful day, Mindy. Thanks a million again, and we'll be in touch soon.
Thank you, Dr. Michelle. Thanks so much.
All right. Bye-bye now. Yeah, if you want to inquire more about Mindy and her book, you can, of course, contact me here on the couch. You can find me at DrMichelle@AOL.com. Of course, my website is DrMichelleTherapy.com. You can click on all these links, by the way, on my homepage here on LA Talk Radio. You can find them, on Facebook and all that fun stuff. Just click. Why do I start talking like this? I don't know. As I always say, do take care of yourself first, because then you'll be great for others. That's the way it works. All right. Take care and have a wonderful weekend. I'll be back next week. We're talking to Living by Zen on Friday with the famous Brenda Shoshana. Bye-bye.